Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Second Guest Show. Happy Labor Day. Hope everybody had an enjoyable time, spent a little bit of time with the family and things like that. Had a good time. We got a full crowd here at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit. Bobby and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, sort of a surprise, so to speak, because of his play in the past. He got injured. You'd be able to maybe kind of fill us in on that. He was injured early in training camp. JT Gray, he got released by the Saints today. And so your thoughts, we've talked about
this. Is he going to Denver?
He might well be. He knows a couple guys there pretty well.
Yeah.
But JT Gray getting released today by the Saints. And I'm trying to build a football team. We'll hear from Kellen Moore about it. But, Bobby, it really surprised me because of his – man, his play was at the top level of
special
teams.
Well, he's all pro. He wasn't just a pro bowler. He was all pro at all amongst the best. You look at his track record when he took over for Chris Banjo to be that all-pro guy. And
Chris was good to very good.
And then Chris Banjo, I think Chris Banjo left, went to the Cardinals and contributed special teams. Now he's coaching with Sean Payton on special teams out there with Coach Rizzi. But when you look at JT Gray, if you look at all who's amongst the top tacklers, like year in and year out, the consistency in the top three out of all the NFL players. So, I mean, how hurt was he? Did the Saints think he should come back? I don't know the story behind the story they didn't waive him injured, right? Or
no.
They just out and
he
out waived him?
He was just waived.
So that's interesting because, I don't know, usually when you're trying to rebuild, aren't you trying to keep your best players? I mean, and it's not that he's making a million. I don't know how much he's making. I know he's making – when you're amongst the best, you're going to get paid like
get
the
paid.
Best of special teams. So that's a big loss because JT Gray brought that stability for the Saints to be able to be a top three special team unit. You know, that was one strength. And I think we're still going to be there with the scheme, and we've always done a good job. Even without JT Gray, the special teams are the least of my worries.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm worried if offensive line can block that front seven of the Cardinals. You know, when you look at, Mike, okay, how you want to improve your team and where you're at, and who would have thought, Mike, that we would be, we are, 6.5-point underdog to open the season at home? That's a lot of points. Mike, and that's a lot of points. That's like a double-digit college spread, I think, by us being that much an underdog. So,
Bob, I wouldn't be surprised. Some books are going to go to 7.
So it's going to go in the opposite direction. Now it's going to be coming down, so you say it.
No, it's going to go up. It won't be 6.5.
Well, and you look at the Cardinals, Mike, what they did. You know, everybody has a plan in the offseason, and they loaded up on defense. Everyone remembers the Super Bowl hero, Josh Sweat, what he did with the Eagles. Dave Tomlinson, 18-year veteran who could still play, Calais Campbell. So they boosted up that front seven.
And that first-round pick was Walter Nolan, who's going to miss the first few weeks of the season. Bobby got a calf injury. He never took a snap in training camp. My thing, man, that calf injury must be pretty bad.
Pretty serious, yeah. You know, like, it's almost like you pull your calf like that. I guess, like, I don't say it's season ending like a torn Achilles, but that all connects. You got to be able to run.
You got to be able to push off.
Yeah, to push off and stuff. But, that was surprising. And did you see what Alvin Kamara tweeted when that happened? He goes, like, what the F? when they got rid of, because they know.
No players.
And he's one of the leaders in the locker room and the special teams. And he's all pro. He's really good on special teams. No, when you're all pro, that means you're amongst the best in the league.
Okay, he wasn't the third choice to go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, you all pro, that means they viewing you as like, whoa, you the top special teams dog in the league.
Charlie has the bite from Kellen Moore. We're going to go to it and him explaining the release of Saints all pro safety and special teams star JT Gray.
A lot of it comes down to the roster flexibility, and that's the challenging part of it. We know the high quality player that he is, the impact he's had on this organization. He's a really good player. Just with the roster, as you kind of play the roster management part of this thing over the course of, this season and throughout the next few weeks, there's a lot of challenges associated with that. And so it was a really tough one for us to do.
Also, Coach Moore brought up of who would be the replacement for JT Gray.
There's a few guys who obviously have done some reps in preseason and then throughout training camp as well. There's a number of guys who've done it as well. And so, it's a big-time opportunity. I mean, we need guys to step up in those roles. That's going to be a huge critical aspect of it for teams, from a special teams perspective for us. And so, we got some big-time opportunities for those guys.
Did you hear what...
He didn't give a name.
Didn't give a name. I don't know. They could try by committee until somebody steps to the forefront.
Is that guy Stallbird?
Yeah, Stallbird. Yeah, exactly. Mike, because we both a Stallbird fan, kind of a hybrid guy.
He's a hybrid guy. Yeah,
he's not big enough really to be a linebacker, but he'd be a real big safety. But he's a tackling machine. Yes, he's tough. The very first preseason game, he had four tackles in a preseason game, three and assists. That's a lot. That's like about.
And then after good that, you saw what other special teams do. Man, you ain't making the tackle.
Yeah, then he had
you
one.
Block
they
you.
Had one. End up, I think, having like for sure five and then maybe six. But he still was active, but not like four when you're looking at that. But the one thing is that now when Bill Belichick, Steve Geller sent me this, I think when he was still coaching the Patriots. And he talked about JT Gray and, being like one of the top players in the league. And this is a quote from Bill Belichick, who we're going to see tonight. You know, North Carolina Tar Heels, his college team's playing TCU at home. But Bill Belichick says he's as good as anyone we play. So there's 32 teams, 32 special teams. So, you know, when you're setting up a game plan, you coach and you see a guy on film, and that's come from arguably the greatest pro football coach in history. Look at the Super Bowl wins. And he says about JT Gray, he's as good as anyone we play. That's not just coming from a coach that nobody knows or heard of. That's from Bill Belichick. So, that was kind of a political answer by Coach Moore saying, it's hard. You're trying to construct a roster and all that. Who are you going to keep or not? So, unless we don't know something about the injury, I'd be surprised. You know, you go on the waiver wire, that kind of like Chris Banjo ended up with the Cardinals, that JT Gray is going to be on somebody else's team, if not the Broncos, because with Coach Rizzi and Sean Payton.
I agree. Now, again, Joe Clark used to always tell me this. Sometimes, guys try to sneak you a special teams guy to play at safety. He said, when I was calling plays as offensive coordinator, and I'd see a certain person. I was, man, we throwing the ball at it. Come on, when you see JT Gray play in the secondary, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah, like, he would play in like emergency, kind of like Steve Gleason.
Exactly.
Steve Gleason was the dominant special teams player, but if he was in a game playing in the secondary, no, they're going to pick on him. Well, JT Gray was kind of like that. So you could spot play if you had injuries, but if you had to start at safety for like two or three games or a month, no, you'd make changes. But I think JT Gray wanted to play more defense. But then,
yes, he did.
But
yes,
you have to be able to be on that level. But there was never no question about him on special teams, that he was,
I remember,
not just your main guy, but like an all-pro.
I remember when they cut Chris Banjo, and you were like, man, what the hell are they doing cutting Banjo?
Yeah.
Then we saw JT Gray, and he was like, okay, we know.
Yeah.
We know exactly why.
Well, it was like Chris Banjo was great, and then JT Gray was greater. You know, like, you got different, like, it was like, whoa, Chris Banjo was awesome, but then he's even better.
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens, and it'll be sort of a new look special teams now without JT sort of running the show, because, man, he was the chirper. He did a lot of different things. He saw a lot of different things, was able to communicate it to other guys on special teams.
And then, Mike, when you say, special teams, how much changes? And we were speculating on this about the punter. Is the punter even on the team? And we all thought maybe that Burner from Alabama was going to be the punter, but we took the punter from South Carolina, Kroger.
Kroger.
Who's from Illinois, but he kicked for the Gamecocks. But I always looked at this. This is why Kroger had the advantage to me, because I know special teams coach, they look at the net. You have to have the coverage. It's not how far you kick it. You can outkick your coverage and direction, but the net. In the three preseason games, Burnup had punted five times, and his net was 37.5. 37.6 to be exact. No, you got to be low 40s. Now, Kroger had six punts. His net was 42.3 net average. So, Mike, you're basically talking about 5 yards more net. And if the coverage,
that's a big difference.
No, that's where if listen, Kroger was the special teams units are covering the punt right, and Kroger has a net of, let's say, 42.5, 42.3. No, he will stay the punter. He will end up being the punter if that's the case.
We'll see what happens in the regular season. A little bit is a part of a trickle down and also part of the rebuild. Offensive line, you got decimated. You thought you had depth. And then all of a sudden, injury knocked on the door.
Whoa.
And bang, you got guys, Will Clapp, Saul DeVere, Trevor Penning, all these guys going out. Okay, now you got a roster where you got new offensive linemen you've brought in, but you have to make some adjustments
there. And then the continuity, having played together. And then
another thing, what happens at tight end? You got two guys. At tight end.
That's, you know, where you can't avoid, you need to avoid injuries, tight end. No, we need Juwan Johnson to be ready to roll coming out the gate, because there'll be a lot on his shoulders. You know what we expected from him.
Either that, or you playing the rookie from UCLA.
No, and that's why with the offensive line, and I thought, well, you know, if they play great, which I said this at the beginning of training camp, you know, would you invest it? Because, Mike, you know, you always say you got to hit on the draft. Well, I didn't realize this, but only the Chargers and the Saints had potentially 4 out of the 5 linemen to start that were drafted in the first round. And then they had just paid Slater, the Chargers,
then he
kneecap, dislocated kneecap, and he's out for the year. So you have to have luck with injuries. But I said, and I think Mickey Loomis takes this approach, and I've talked to Deuce even about this, is that no. What have we invested in? Offensive line. So offensive line, they have to be great. They can't just even be good. They have to help out the young quarterback. They have to help out Alvin Kamara.
Are you confident at the guard spots? I'm going to just ask you.
No. Right
I'm
now?
Not. I'm that, not.
That's why I picked only 5 wins. At the draft,
I
went from 6 to 7 wins to only 5, because all I know is we were going against the Rams in practice. We trying to run up the middle. Nothing. We ain't going nowhere. And I know Alvin Kamara could still run. You know, and speaking of offensive lines, how about that LSU offensive line?
Man, they held up. in pass protection.
Everybody was to talk about the skilled people and thus far and all, and I'm telling you, the running back can run if they block from LSU's offensive line blocked and their defense kicked ass.
We'll talk a lot more about it, but what a great job the center, Braylon Moore, did. Man, Peter Woods, okay, bring it, Jack. Peter Woods made some plays in that game, but he didn't. He was not the
That's
dominant
so disruptive.
Guy.
No, no.
He was not that guy, but I got to give Joe Sloan a lot of credit. That game plan, and Blake Baker, we'll talk about that after we go to break. But Joe Sloan's game plan, get the ball out fast, Nuss. You know, we don't want you sitting back here for too long, because eventually Woods and Parker and Wilt, who you got from Purdue, they're going to get you. Get rid of the football really quick, and you had some semblance of a running game and some physicality up front.
Well, and Mike, and if you look at it, even when LSU in their run game, they're utilizing what, Xavion Thomas?
Yep.
I mean, three carries. You know how they use the imagination? You go out, well, you see him running, you know, and he's running a running play. You know how they put him in motion or he would shift? And I was like, I thought he is a receiver. But, see, that shows a lot of imagination. Mike, he had three carries, 26 yards.
And two is, Herb and I talked about this. I told this to Charlie, and we did a bite on it, that in the pregame, man, everybody wanted to talk about Berrien Brown and Nick Anderson, and finally Chris Helton is healthy. And I was like, the guy who's been the unknown guy, Aaron Anderson, you haven't really heard a ton about him. Watch what happens. Bang. Six catches, 99 yards for Aaron Anderson. And he's gotten so much better, Bob, as a route runner, getting into and out of his cuts and breaks. And I'll never forget.
Well, he's probably glad he's at LSU, not Alabama right now.
I'll never forget. Doug Mutoh and I are doing post-game for Channel 4 television. LSU plays Alabama, and we can see on the television Nick Saban going up to Aaron Anderson and talked to him. And Aaron said afterwards, Coach Saban told him, man, you should have stayed here. You'd have got the ball a lot more than you are at LSU. Now, LSU had some stud receivers now.
Right.
Talking about Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik and those guys. But it's funny how Nick rarely will say something about somebody who leaves, but he said it about Aaron Anderson.
Well, you could tell he looked like a car player. you know,
sure
car got
did.
On them studs. Like, oh, man. Well, I was like, oh, yeah, he went to car. Well, I said, you wonder why car is so good? They got a handful of them all the time.
yeah, they sure do. We'll be back with more second guests. Mike, to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be back with a lot more second guests.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, a shocker of all shockers. How good the defense played for LSU. And this is a Coach Rod, if you're listening, because I know he listens all the time. Coach Don Rodriguez, like, sometimes you come up with game plans, and it's like everything worked. Bob, against Clemson, what Blake Baker drew up, you could not draw up a better game plan against a team with a lot of standout guys, an experienced quarterback. You got three of your five starting offensive linemen back. And they had, at the end, Klubnik trying to play hero ball, which you can't. You can do sometimes as a quarterback. But they had Klubnik on the run and number 7 at the end. When you needed him, come up with Harold the big Perkins. Play in Harold
Perkins. Yeah, you can see that closing speed. But, listen, I'd have been so frustrated if LSU would have gave that game away, because they were the better team on both sides of the ball. And when you look at the totality of the game, LSU is just better than Clemson. And I got to the point, I'm so confident right now, I know it's only one game. If they only had four teams in the playoffs, LSU should be in the top four. I'd be so disappointed. Right now, hell yeah, LSU's going in the playoffs. The way they beat Clemson in their backyard, considering.
And Mike, they got robbed on a bad call.
That was a touchdown. What's a catch? What's a catch? Come on. No.
Was a horrible.
Yeah, the score should have been way worse. But look, how you handle adversity and all, look, LSU coming into the game. And Coach Kelly, got to give him credit, and the staff, 5 straight season opening losses, and to be able to look like that has not affected us, that's not hanging over our head. And then you're in hostile territory, you hold a top 5 team on the road to 10 points and under 275 yards. No, in this day and age, that's domination. That's why I am so excited about LSU. I think as much as any win, you might say, okay, look at Ohio State beating Texas and everything, the U beating Notre Dame. I said, to me, I'm more impressed, and you might accuse me of being a homer, but I didn't think LSU was going to dominate like they did.
What they did on defense.
And I think, Mike, shame on LSU now. They're not in the playoffs.
I think they
should be like top 4 teams.
Okay, talk a little bit about Nuss, because, okay, he didn't have to play hero here. I thought he did a nice job. He got rid of the football real quick. Okay, you can't sit back there and throw the deep ball, because eventually T.J. Parker and Peter Woods are going to get you. They're going to get you back there. But I thought Joe Sloan had the game plan. Hey, get the ball out quick. Get it to your receivers or your tight end or your running back, whatever. Get it out in the flat. Let them do a little bit of damage for you. But how poised he was under pressure and on the road. That's tough when you're in somebody else's backyard.
Well, it just looked like that he was the better of the two quarterbacks.
Even though
they looked like poised or first-rounders. Mike, and you look, though, you know what? Nussmeier, as mature as a quarterback, and he even realizes now, look at the playmakers you have. And like Coach Kelly said, we controlled the second half with our offensive line. You know, what's the goal? Not to set all kind of records, just to win the game. And what are you executing? Now, you can't turn over the ball. That all, could always come into play when you look at it. But, Mike, what to me is amazing, I got to give LSU credit. The whole offensive system is with their offensive line. Because when you look at it, Mike, LSU had five new starters on the line. They elected, you remember, not to start DJ Chester at left guard. So you look at the young, turned redshirt sophomore with Paul Mbenga instead of Chester. Then they gave the redshirt freshman Cohen Echols at left guard. And Chester only came in the game as a left tackle.
Because Tyree went down.
When a few snaps.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I hope this ain't too bad with Tyree. But he was able to come back. I thought he played a really good game. And, again, the tight ends involved. We saw a lot of 12 personnel. You even saw that Donovan Green got in there as a third tight end.
Who's our tight end from with the Saudis Oglu, number 10? Well, what's his name? The
You talking about Bawa Sharp?
Yeah. He ended up fumbling, but he's going to be targeted.
No, he's a player.
No, and he's going to get some targets because you know how the ball needs to come out quick? Now, he fumbled that one time, but then, no, Green was the one who scored the touchdown, the mismatch.
Oh, Trey Dez.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're 6'7" and a half, ain't nobody going to cover you. Okay, most of these defensive backs, what, 5'11", maybe stretching 6 foot? Come on, you got a big height advantage there. But in the pregame warm-ups, Garrett was just throwing it out there, Bob, and he was jumping up and catching it like one hand, like a basketball player.
Like alley-oop. Speaking of catch, a one-hand catch, the transfer LSU guy with the U.
Daniels, CJ.
Yeah. Well, the Notre Dame safety thought he was coming up with the interception.
And the ball just sort of stuck there.
Yeah, and stuck in his hand. Not so fast. Yeah, so you need those playmakers to come up big. But, Mike, you just look at, okay, can you run the football, so say, or can you stop the run? You look at Cade Durham. Okay, he didn't have like 174 yards. He led the way with 74 yards on 17 attempts, but over a four-yard average.
You know, I take that. I'll take that.
Yes.
Against that defense, yeah, I'll take that
and then
any day of the week.
Nussmeier even had like a 10-yard run. And then I mentioned earlier, like Xavier Thomas, 3 carries, 26 yards. So I think that's the approach they're going to take. To show you how dominant LSU was at Clemson, 12 more first downs than Clemson. They gained nearly 100 more yards, averaged more than a half a yard more per play. And, Mike, so you might say, oh, LSU was lucky. You know, some people, they just like, oh, well, we could beat LSU. No, you can't. LSU dominated Clemson. How Tulane dominated Northwestern, LSU dominated Clemson.
Okay, in the pregame, we talking about, and, you know, Herb was like, Mike, keep talking about this Delane guy. Is he that good? Oh. I said, listen, they got other parts on me that are sort of breaking down as I'm getting older. But one thing is my eyes. Delane can play. He's a two-year starter. You saw his confidence.
Number 40. There'll be a bunch of number 4 jerseys out there.
He gave up one catch and did an interception.
I'm not saying he's Patrick Peterson or Honey Badger.
He's damn good.
Oh, he got picked on. The game went too big for him. Like you said, like, he comes from Virginia Tech, broke up two passes, intercepted another one. He allowed only one catch on 8 targets. The NFL's aware of that when you see that kind of play. And what's awesome for LSU is that their 5-star freshman, DJ Pickett, was targeted only once on 20 coverage snaps.
Okay.
So
did you hear his name called?
No.
That's how you know a corner's doing his job,
yeah,
right? You don't even hear his name called.
No, the other kid. I am so optimistic. I'm like, bye on LSU right now. I'm telling you, I hadn't been this excited in a while because the defense was so damn sorry the last 2 years. No, our defense, look how they were tackling. Our defense was freaking tough.
And
they were knocking snot bubbles. They were hitting.
We had Buddy Sangion, and I told him, Buddy, you know, who's going to win the other job? Is it going to be P.J. Woodland? He's all about – his second number's a 5. He's like 158. Now, he claims he's 160.
Right, come on.
He's in the 150s. Or would it be Ashton Stamps? Ashton Stamps just played on kickoff on special teams. P.J. Woodland, yeah, he gave up a few plays. But Buddy always laughs. Mike, man, I wish you could give him about 25 pounds because at 155, he would fill in good at, you know, at that 175 to 180 range. And, man, again, I can see why Clemson did not want A.J. Halsey to play. Because that second half, A.J. Halsey was a difference maker in the secondary.
Mike, well, you're suspended or not, and then you get an opportunity. No, you can see the difference when you look on the film. So, Mike, I am so confident now. Can you beat Louisiana Tech? So, hell, yeah, we could beat Florida. No, listen.
You got them in your backyard.
And then right now, LSU fans, they're overconfident like me. Alabama? Alabama's sorry without Saban right now. Look how soft Alabama was. Florida State ran it down their throat. Florida State whipped that ass. I mean, Alabama ain't got whipped physically like that in a long time. And wait, Florida State won one game last year?
They won two.
Two? Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, no, Alabama people, talk about restless. Whew, that's the coach on the hot seat.
My buddy Ryan Fowler, I don't know if he's got a show today because it's Labor Day, but boy, I bet he's getting his ear full because he is the host of the Alabama Crimson Tide Radio Network. Man, you don't think that's – Bob, I couldn't believe how physical Florida State was, and Alabama looked like they were running in slow motion in comparison to Florida State.
Well, I can tell you right now Penn State didn't play nobody, but I think Penn State's for sure legit, could battle Ohio State. But I don't know, besides Ohio State and Penn State, I don't know, LSU to me is three or four. Who's better than LSU? I'm not even going to be a homer and say, oh, we can hang with Penn State, Ohio State. I don't know yet. But, Mike, like I said, I think we're a top 14. Based on that one performance at Clemson, considering
on the road.
And the expectation of Clemson, how good they were, all the players they had coming back.
And pressure. You hadn't won an opener since Ocho and Joe Burrow were at LSU. Okay, that's a long time. And the pressure starts to build. You've been under that as an athlete. That sometimes goes between the ears a lot more than on the playing field.
You got to be able to compartmentalize. It's not fake pressure. It's real pressure, but you have to treat it like every other game so you're not so tight and you're not overwhelmed. But I think that win in the Brian Kelly era is just as big, if not maybe because it's Alabama. Remember in 2022 he had the win over Alabama, but other than that, what's a bigger win than this win for Coach Kelly?
None.
Right.
In the regular season,
yeah,
none.
Right. Right. When you look, I mean, that was convincing.
Now just don't go lay an egg this weekend against Louisiana Tech.
If better not, then I'll go back to calling him a carpetbagger. I mean, he better not. No, I want him. Listen, we invested a lot in Coach Kelly. I want him to win because we're not buying him out. We need Coach Kelly to win. He got the team headed in the right direction. Coach Kelly shows a lot of passion on the sideline. Some people don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't have an issue.
He's yelling
with that.
At the problems. I always got yelled at. What, you playing football? You can't be sensitive to that.
No.
Come on, toughen up.
No, a lot of people who aren't aware of it, they, oh, man, Coach Kelly, he shouldn't be hollering at players. What? Man, you ought to hear some of the language that you hear down there. We've seen fights on the sidelines with coaches and players.
Once that clear, you can't hold. Like, oh, the coach yelled at me, so I'm going to hold a grudge. like, what? You got to forget that like 5 minutes later. Move on. And then, no, I mean, that's not normal society. It's not you and your wife arguing.
Correct.
Or your kids all mad at you. Oh, daddy's being mean to me, whatever. No, it's football. No, I don't have no problem with Coach Kelly and how he gets on the players and demands. Like, if they don't line up right and we get a stupid penalty because we're not aligned right, like a legal procedure, like, what are you doing? We practice this.
And we got to call timeout.
Yeah. Remember that?
Over and over again. Come on, you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I was on Coach Kelly's side for all those bitching or chewing out, however you describe it. I don't have no problem with that.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Man, we got a full crowd here tonight. Thanks, everybody, for coming on down here for Labor Day. You hear him in the background all the time, Grant Tinstrom. He's always been here. Every show we've ever done at the Silver Slipper, Grant has been here.
And you perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance. You know? And he's the who that guy. But, hey, the smart guy in the family, his son Mikey, and he got promoted. He's Lieutenant Commander Select.
He must take after his mama. Grant, what do you think? Huh?
So, man, we want to thank you. Big part of the Who Dat Nation, and Grant ought to get ready to do some of them salutes
He's so loyal. I got to be his agent, negotiate Dave a little free play there because he's so loyal to this show for going for two decades.
So, man, congratulations, Mikey. Real proud of you, and serving our country. A lot of people don't do it, but man, he elected to do it, and so we congratulate him. Before we go to Hollywood, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, before we go to Hollywood, okay, this is now. Okay, it's water under the bridge. You know, what's the next thing? So now everybody, you know, okay, Louisiana Tech, then Florida, that's what you're more concerned with. You know, LSU fans, how they always.
Then Ole Miss.
Yeah, exactly. So now you can't take Louisiana Tech for granted. So now what's next with the Saints? Okay, we're looking at the Cardinals. So I thought this is interesting that, Mike, to show you how, I don't know, the Saints have been, they're not under the radar. They're not even, Mike. They don't even register.
They're the stealth team.
To show you right now, and I look at, like, the odds makers in Las Vegas. Okay, right now, winning the NFC South and the Super Bowl, it'd be like a modern-day miracle. Like, we'd have to have the second coming of Jesus almost for them to win the Super Bowl. Now, NFC South, that's only four teams. But they're now 400-1 to win the Super Bowl. Okay, 400-1, that's where the Saints are at. That's the longest shot, obviously, in the entire NFL. So, Mike, that's why, you try to be optimistic. You want to be out. Now, they got to play the game. But the one thing, I'm looking at the glass half full. The Saints have won. This is number one in the NFL. The Saints have won an NFL best 6 consecutive season openers. So why not make it 7? So we might win 7 in a row against the Cardinals. Because we number one in the NFL. No one.
Bob, that's in jeopardy. I'm just telling you.
No one in the whole NFL has won their last 6 openers, that being the Saints. And what also helps, the Cardinals, meanwhile, have lost 3 straight season openers. And haven't won in the Superdome since 1996.
That's a long time ago.
I'm telling you, that's going good for us. Now, what's past history, whatever. So the Saints, the coaches had the players prepared for week one. Because, Mike, that's you always want to get off to a good start. Now, I think it helped us last year by whipping Carolina to whip the Cowgirls. Now and then, what happened against the Eagles, we were going to do good. We had a chance in the end, but then you remember McCoy. So you have to have luck with injuries and all that. So
and you got a couple of defensive players run into one another to give the tight end that long run. What the hell? You got to be kidding.
The old cliche, fine, thin line. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, no. 3-0 would have been right there. And the Eagles were the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
So, you never know, but I just look at that first month. Spencer Rattler will be challenged again to try and get his first NFL win.
I agree.
Look, we got after the Cardinals, we got the 49ers coming to town. And then while we're going on the road, we like the Seahawks, who won 10 games last year. Then Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we got to beat the Cardinals to help us get some confidence. Help us, to go far from then. And Spencer Rattler, hey, he can just say no one's expecting nothing from us. They can play footloose and fancy free. Play with a lot of confidence.
Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood in Thibodeau. Hollywood in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
Hollywood, were you at home? Where did you watch the game? Because I know you watched the Saints and LSU. So where were you watching at work? At your Panaz or what?
I'm at the house, and I was watching the Nicholas game against Troy, and Troy just they kind of like
the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, that's when they blew the doors
so,
open.
So you were going back and forth? That's my son, Bo. He's in St. Louis watching LSU and Nichols. And, Mike, you were doing the same thing, right?
Well, I had them on. Yeah. I got a couple TVs.
Yeah.
I got TVs in my living room, so I'm good.
Yeah, you like have like a studio.
Pretty much.
Hey, Bobby, I'm worried about the Saints' defensive line. Can they put enough pressure on Colin Murray? Can they contain Colin Murray? Can our defensive backs knock the ball on their receiver's hand? I didn't see that too much during training camp. I'm worried more about the defense than the offense because I know the offense is
right. The reason why I'm not, Hollywood, the reason why I'm not, because I have faith in Brandon Staley. I think Coach Staley is going to help our team or give us a chance to win. I truly believe that. I think what we're going to do defensively, now we might not win, it'll be competitive. I'll tell you, I could see us being in games. We held them to 17 points and we lost. What? Like 17-13 or something. So, Hollywood, I think our defense, and now you might say, well, Bobby, we never contained running quarterbacks. Well, that was more Dennis Allen.
You cover the tight end?
Yeah.
Is the other flip card down. Now you're watching Trey McBride, one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL you're going up against.
I can tell you all this season, Hollywood, I think if our defense does not play solid, we have no chance. If we're in a shootout, I'd be shocked if we win one game. You know how we see with Drew Brees sometime, and Drew Brees, well, we have to play complimentary football, and if we give up 38, then we got to score 39 and all that. I say no. We got to score at least 20. If our defense is holding anybody 19 or less, Mike, I even would say 20. Then we should score 23. No, so Hollywood, I, I'm, I'm, I'm more worried until I see it, us winning up front in the trenches and opening up holes for Alvin Kamara, whoever's the running back by committee, whoever's in there, or protecting the quarterback. And us being able to dictate, you know, whether it be time of possession. Okay, when third down's all over, I don't want to be seeing in the game, we were 2 of 10 on third down. Then you're not helping out the defense. So, Hollywood, you could be worried about the defense, but I'm more worried about what we do offensively right now to the
too.
Defense.
Offensive line, to me, is the big question mark. How that's going to look inside?
I think Chase Young's going to have double-digit sacks. I'd be shocked if Chase Young don't kick ass. The only way Chase Young won't kick butt is if he's hurt. If he's ready to roll, Chase Young's going to play awesome, I think.
And I think Davin Godshaw is going to make a difference in the
run,
middle
to stop
against
the run.
Run.
Exactly. I think DeMario Davis is going to be inspired. I think I'll like. Now, you know why we have to get a pass rush? Because I agree with maybe a little bit with Hollywood then. Our secondary, if we don't get a pass rush, no, we might get burnt now and then in the back end.
Just I don't know enough about the injury to
Alante Taylor, right.
And how quickly he can come back. But I'm with you. My big worry is offense. How many points? Because this is a league built to score points.
And
that's how it's built today.
And Mike, that's why I'm saying. So shame. You might say we're winning, losing the team. I say hell no. If we held a team to 18, 19 points, we don't win. It's the damn offense. It ain't the defense. Because in this day and age, you holding anybody in the teams, you're going to be amongst the best. How you think the Chargers – made the playoff last year.
They weren't explosive on offense.
No one scoring defense. That's how Harbaugh got him back to the playoffs.
So that's what he spent most of the offseason trying to get a few playmakers for Justin Herbert. I never forget, talking about Drew Brees, and we sitting in the press box, and the fourth quarter starts, and the Saints had fallen behind, I think about 17 points, to Kirk Cousins and the then Washington Redskins. We looked around. There ain't nobody in the press box but us. They had all left at the end of the third quarter to go downstairs, and Drew Brees brings them back.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, man. In the fourth quarter, you never left. Drew Brees was going to have those comebacks. And, no, we were, like, so prolific at times. We were averaging, what, like 33, 34 points a game in a new greatest show on turf?
That's unbelievable.
No, that's why that – I'm telling you, without Drew Brees, those 8 and 9 seasons, we'd have won like 2 or 3 games. Our defense wasn't very good. You remember that? Remember when we were like 8 and 9? Go, oh, what's wrong with Sean Payton? Well, Sean Payton's running the offense. It was the defense. Without Drew Brees, though,
in 2009, you got so many turnovers that actually turned into touchdowns.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That was the
other
part.
We had like 7. I'm like with Darren Sharper.
Darren Sharper.
Remember the pick 6 and scoop and score, all that? Yeah, we. That's when the stars were aligned.
They really were aligned.
To help us win the Super Bowl. When the stars were not aligned, the freaking meteorite hit us. Is when the Nolan no call. You got to be kidding me.
In 2011 in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hot.
But that one thing, you cannot miss that call if you're an official. Like, you cannot miss that call, LSU catching that pass. That's a touchdown. What's a freaking catch anymore? That's
okay,
a touchdown.
And then we saw it, South Carolina, Virginia Tech. Nick Harbor catches it. He's got control. 2 feet in bounds. But once he falls, the ball kind of – man, okay, he's got control. He's got the catch.
You got to finish in the ground. I don't know. You catch
that
it.
To me is
he
horrible.
Hit the pylon with the football. Your 2 feet are in. That's a touchdown.
I don't get that.
And then now think about it, that being a championship game and cost you whether you win or lose. That's kind of stuff going to happen, like the Nolan no call.
It could well happen.
Super Bowl.
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Second guest from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Chuck B. Chuck B., you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, it's game week.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
here's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to watch the quarterbacks in the college ranks. I'm excited to see how many teams are going to be worse than the Saints, because I'm looking forward to – this quarterback class is going to be coming out, and I'm looking forward to us being at least no better than maybe fourth in the league, okay? So if they got three teams worse, I plan on picking no less than fourth.
Yeah, that could very well happen.
And you can see how this quarterback class is setting up. And I'm going to put Arch Manning out the window of that. But, man, and everybody, first game, sometimes a little bit of a mirage. What we saw from Lenora Sellers at South Carolina yesterday, man, Nussmeier looked awfully good against a really good defense. Kate Klubnik is one hell of a quarterback also. And so, man, it sort of is building to that class of where this is going to be a heavy quarterback early draft class. And Drew Allar, we'll see what happens with him. He's got to get better from an accuracy standpoint. But, Chuck B, they got some quarterbacks in college football and really, really impressive guys. And this was just week one, really. I think they're going to – that's the one area of the game better.
And then, Chuck, who does Texas play? San Jose State?
Yeah.
Arch is going to throw for 400 yards or something. I mean, so that's why to open up against Ohio State, you throw into the fire. And I'm telling you what, he went – for his first game, I'm the man, he went against the NFL defense.
Patricia.
That cat was running – that's like Belichick Jr. Didn't work out as a head coach of the Lions. I think he didn't even win close to 500. But the thing was, he won three Super Bowls, and he was running the defense. And
he had Arch all off center.
Steve Sarkisian, they got out-coached.
No question.
Ohio State staff, they out-coached Texas.
And Arch, almost every throw other than a couple, Bob, he was off balance. He wasn't setting his feet. You saw receivers that were open, and then after I saw the first pass, I wondered about it. That first thing,
I think, was he nerve? That might have been nerves.
I would think nerves, but he was never settled in as a quarterback. And you said this about Reggie Bush, and I equated to Arch. Reggie Bush would have never lived up to the hype coming out of USC. He was a good to very good player in the NFL.
We were telling all the Saints, who that nation was so fired up. That was 2006. Reggie Bush is like Superman's coming to town.
And he really, really made a difference on this football team. But the hype of Bush coming out of college, he couldn't have lived up to that. It's the same thing. All the hype would Arch in the offseason for a guy when he started three games.
Yeah, exactly. And who did he play last year, Mike? So, I mean, but now, no, he's going to settle in. He'll be fine. The only, to me, the closest man that I witnessed to Superman as a running back was Bo Jackson. Obviously, he ended up getting hurt, so he wasn't Superman. You know, they had that kryptonite. He was almost too strong when he ended up dislocating his hip.
And you watch that play over and over. How do you get hurt on something like that? We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.